Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 24th. The grains closed higher. We're switching our comments now to December corn, November beans, and September wheat. December corn up 3¾ cents, closing at 4.57¼. November beans up 5¼, closing at 9.32¾. And September wheat up 11¾ cents, closing at 5.42½. Firm day all the way around. I think we were supported by some of the outside markets. Gold's up 23. Bitcoin's up 1,200. A little inflationary stuff going on. The dollar down 23 to 95.48. So I think all that helped out here a little bit. Weather still remains lousy. It's been raining on and off all day here in Chicago. We're warming up. It should be in the low 80s here most of the week, but more rain's coming. I think this thing's a mess and getting worse, but it doesn't look like we're going to have a full idea how bad until at least July. The average guess on the corn acres is 87.03. That's down about 5 million acres from the March intentions. They actually have the bean acreage at 84.68 on average. That's actually just a few acres higher than the March intentions. If anybody thinks that number is correct, I think you need to readjust your thinking, because I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be a lot lower than that. Obviously, people are estimating what they think the government's going to say and not what they believe the actual numbers are. The government came out today and said that the report is going to show, include all seeded acres plus still intended to plant acres. So if guys were still in planning intended to plant corn or beans on June 1st, they're going to add those acres in. I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous. They're talking about the USDA doing another survey in July. Again, I mean, it'll be helpful, but, you know, not until July. And prevent plant acres won't be reported until the August 10th WASDE report. So I think the numbers are going to look bearish. But I think the pros are going to buy anything that comes out bearish on these reports, because nobody's going to believe it. Tonight on the crop progress reports, whatever they come out with, if they show that 90% or 95% of the corn's planted, even 100% of the corn planted, does that mean 100% got planted? No, it means what guys intended on planted this week got planted. So I think they're nothing reports. The crop progress should show declines, but they've had some good weather in some places, and maybe they'll overweight that to come up with better crop ratings. Again, I think it's nonsense. But it is what it is, and we have to deal with that. So I still think that we can still make new highs on report day, the last Friday of the month. I think that's certainly possible. These markets just look like they want to move higher to me. Unless there's some kind of presidential tweet. We're expecting that maybe there's going to be a conference between President Xi and President Trump over the weekend. Some are saying the Chinese aren't going to budge. Other people are saying the Chinese are going to make a deal that includes something with North Korea in there. So maybe there'll be enough for some kind of deal. I think that's kind of priced into this market by now. But that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-888-4-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.